Pages of the past, pages of the past, pages of the past, pages of the past, pages of the past.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani Shin, we once again welcome you in our program called Pages of the Past. And in this program we talk about historical facts, accounts and events that took place in the rich history of Islam. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's recite Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa as-sahabika ya Nurallah. Let's also make a few good intentions, because my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahle Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadr, Dawat Barakatul Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset to make good intentions before performing any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're watching, you can make this intention, you will watch from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Today, very fascinating, very informative, inshallah, discussion topic we brought for you, and that is regarding Cave Hira. What is Cave Hira? Where is it situated? And why is it so famous? And it has excellence. What is the reason behind? This will be our topic. And respect viewers, furthermore, we'll also talk about, because in Cave Hira, the very first revelation upon Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was revealed. So we'll also talk about what is wahi, revelation, what are its type. There's something to know about wahi also, because it's interlinked topic. So be with us from start to end. Ask your family members to come sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this short and brief program from start to end, because there's so much to learn, inshallah, from pages of the past. Respected viewers, Ghari Hira, Cave Hira, is incredibly blessed, prestigious and sacred historical place of Makkatul Mukarrama. Beholding the blessed Ghari Hira is a coolness of eyes for the devotees of Rasul, and they attain its blessings abundantly as well. Before the declaration of Nubuwwah, meaning prophethood, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to remain engaged in dhikrullah, contemplation and the acts of worship in this very cave. Imam Ahmad bin Muhammad Astalani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam made Ghari Hira an exclusive place because this blessed cave has an additional superiority over other caves, because it keeps on away from the people, grants an opportunity to worship wholeheartedly and to have ziyarat, sight of Baytullah Sharif. So one can easily have the vision of Baytullah from there. Subhanallah. It is as if three acts of worship of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam are gathered in this blessed Ghari Hira. Solitude, worship and ziyarat of Baytullah Sharif, whereas other caves do not have these three specialities. Ghari Hira is 4 yards in length and 2 yards in width. This cave is situated in Jabal Hira, facing towards Qibla. Jabal Hira is also called Jabal al-Nur. This mountain is located at a distance of approximately 3 miles. Makkatul Mukarrama has been expanded to such an extent that now its boundaries are touching Jabal al-Nur. Now let's talk about the very first revelation. This is the place where the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam received the first revelation, wahi. The first 5 Quranic verses of Surah Al-Alaq, part 30. Spectators, Ghari Hira also requested in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What is this? And when was it? Ghari Hira's request in the blessed court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam took place. How? When the cruelty of the non-Muslims of Makkah exceeded all limits, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, by the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal, undertook the migration. He, alayhi salatu wasalam, with Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu an, migrated towards Madinatul Nabi. That time, Ghari Hira requested, O beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, please come to me. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Mountains could also speak to Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Badrishin, Sayyidina Jibra'il and Sayyidina Mika'il alayhim as-salatu was-salam split open the blessed chest of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and said, Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. The wisdom behind it was that beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam receives the blessed revelation with a strong heart, an extremely perfect state of purity. Subhanallah. Respected viewers, we just heard that Sayyidina Jibra'il and Sayyidina Mika'il alayhi salatu wassalam split open the blessed chest of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. So, Shakki Sadr happened approximately four times, and one of them was this time. And respectively, was one beautiful point ulama have mentioned. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's nuraniyat, him being nur, dominated at that very moment. That was the reason this surgery was performed. The blessed chest of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was split open and then it was back to its normal position. No blood is involved. Why? Because nuraniyat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, him being Noor, was dominant at that moment. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers, further we also learn that the very first wahi which was revealed in Ghari Hira, Cave Hira, was Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. That is, regarding knowledge, the word, very first word, was Iqra, read. So this tells us the importance of knowledge, importance of learning knowledge of Deen Islam, importance of learning Quran and Ahadith and different sciences of knowledge, which could give us the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which could better this world and the hereafter of us, our Deen, our religion, our Islam's start, you can say. In other words, the very first wahi revelation is Iqra, read. So Ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam should come towards knowledge of Deen Islam. We need to start gaining the knowledge of Deen, and this is our success. When we talk about the wahi, there are different types of wahi, divine revelations. Because this is interlinked topic, we're talking about Qari Hira, and the very first wahi, first divine revelation, was revealed in Cave Hira. So let's learn a little bit about what is wahi. What is divine revelation? According to the dictionary, wahi means to give news secretly, give a signal, convey a message, etc. Whereas in Shari'i terminology, wahi is called the kalam, the divine word that was revealed to blessed anbiya alayhim as-salam from Allah Almighty. But if we talk about the types of wahi, there are three types of wahi for blessed anbiya alayhim as-salam. Listening to the kalam of Allah Almighty directly without any angel in between, such as when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam did on Kohi Tur, whereas our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam listened to the kalam of Allah Almighty on the night of Mi'raj. Now, another type is wahi through an angel, revealing something through divinely made inspiration in the heart of Anbiya alayhi wasalam. This is the third type of wahi. So number one was direct wahi, number two is through angels, and number three is revealing something through divinely made inspiration in the heart of Anbiya alayhi wasalam. Now there are seven forms of wahi. These three types of wahi are found in seven forms. Number one, in dreams, such as Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam saw a dream in which he was commanded to sacrifice Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. This was one of the forms of wahi. And now, second form is revealing something through divinely made inspiration in the heart. Number three, when wahi descends in the form of a bell sound. This is also one of the forms of wahi. This type of wahi was the hardest one on the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, because in this type, wahi used to be sent as it was being sent to angels. And number four, when an angel presents the kalam of Allah Almighty by talking in the shape of any famous or unfamous man, such as Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came in the shape of an Arabi villager, and would also come in the shape of Sayyidina Dahya Kalbi radiyallahu ta'ala. And so angel can come in the form of any famous or unfamous person. So this is also one of the forms of wahi that messages conveyed through. When Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam comes in his own shape, this is also one of the forms. He has 600 arms from which rubies and pearls fall off. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. When Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam comes with a revelation, as Imam Sha'abi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, in the beginning, Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam would bring wahi for 3 years. Then this service was given to Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, and then the whole Quran was revealed through him. And seventh form, when blessed Anbiya alayhi salam would listen to the kalam of Allah Almighty behind a parda, veil, or without any parda. This act of listening could be in wakefulness, such as on the night of Mi'raj, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did, and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam did on Kohi Tur, or in dreams, such as the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam listened. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, Hajis ki sari guftugu wahiye khuda yahi to hai. Haq jis ke chahre se aya, wahi haq numa, yahi to hai. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we were talking about that the very first wahi, divine revelation, was revealed in the cave of Hira. And our topic is today, cave of Hira. Let's talk about its superiority. Ghar Hira is superior to Ghar Thor. Cave Thor. Because Ghar Thor had the privilege of the blessed stay of beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for 3 days. Whereas Ghar Hira, Cave Hira, had the honor and privilege of having the blessed company of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam for longer time. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Actually, the Zaat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the personality which gives excellence to anything. If Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has got more nisbat and connection, stay in Ghare Hira, it becomes more sacred and excellence is higher. Allahu Akbar. If Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam stays in Makkatul Mukarrama, Allahu Akbar, its honor and excellence is more. And Subhanallah, if Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam moves to Madinatul Nabi, Zadaha Allahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima, its excellence increases. So actually, you see, it is diamond. If it is in ring, that ring is precious. If same diamond is in a locker, that locker also becomes precious. Respected viewers of Madinatul Channel, all is about Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Zati Aqdas, as ulama they've mentioned, because Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam spent only 3 days in Cave Thor, whereas more days were spent in Ghar Hira. So the excellence of this Ghar, this cave, is greater than the excellence of Ghar Thor. Characteristics and excellences of Ghar Hira and Jabal Hira. Let's find out what they are. Imam Abdullah bin Muhammad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated the following excellences and characteristics. One, who comes towards Ghar Hira climbing the mountain, the Ghar Hira, by the virtue of its excellence, removes his grief. Allahu Akbar. When the Rabb Azza wa Jal revealed his tajalli on the blessed mountain Tur, it broke apart into pieces. Hira is one of those pieces. One who makes dua at the time of Zuhr, inside it, his dua is answered and it is announced that the person who makes dua to us, we accept his dua. Allahu Akbar. So if we have got this chance to go to that very subhanallah city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, we should try to go to Ghar Hira also, and in time of Zuhr, if we can make our presence there and make dua, inshallah, dua will be accepted. And further, a markaz of Nur-e-Ilahi is established in Hira. A markaz, center of Nur-e-Ilahi, is established in Hira. And by Allah, how appreciable act it is to stay up there. What a beautiful couplet it is. خوب چومے ہیں قدم ثور و حرا نے شاہ کے خوب چومے ہیں قدم ثور و حرا نے شاہ کے مہکے مہکے پیارے پیارے دونوں غاروں کو سرا مہکے مہکے پیارے پیارے دونوں غاروں کو سرا because they have kissed the blessed feet of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And in this couplet, you see, salam is presented to these both caves, Cave Thor and Cave Hira. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we were learning about historical facts, excellences, and the virtues of Ghar Hira. And we also learned about Wahi and its forms, because the very first Wahi was revealed in Cave Hira. Hope you would have found this information very informative and fascinating. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to learn more about our history, history of Islam, and increase knowledge. When I say we need to increase our knowledge, yes, my dear Islamic brothers, as I earlier mentioned, knowledge is light, no doubt. If we want that nur, if we want the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to read. We need to read Quran, we need to attach ourselves with knowledge, with deen, and with Quran, with ahadith, with sayings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Because a person who is ignorant and a person who is knowledgeable, they cannot be equal. They cannot be equal. This is the decision of Quran and ahadith, no doubt, respective of Qadir Shail, they are shahid. A person who is ignorant, jahil, and a person who is alim, knowledgeable, they cannot be equal at all. And those they have got knowledge of Deen Islam, they are the only ones who have got ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who can understand the true recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, we do not seek the knowledge of Deen Islam. Our condition is such that we don't even know the basics of our deen, fundamentals of our deen, to be honest with you. If you are asked that how many fara'id and wajibat are there in salah, we are unaware. Many of us are unaware. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers, just for your understanding, just a glimpse of this food for thought I would like to give you. Did you know that there are 6 preconditions of salah? There are 7 fara'id, essentials, mandatory acts of salah. The preconditions of salah, if you miss one of them, your salah will not even start. Fara'id, if you miss any of them, what will happen? Your salah will be invalid. Did you know there are 30 wajibat in salah? Necessary acts. But if somebody would not know at first place what wajibat are, how would he recognize whether he has missed any forgetfully? How would he rectify his salah? Did you know approximately 92 sunnahs of salah are there? Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has asked us to read salah, offer salah, pray salah the way he alayhi salatu wasalam himself prayed. We have to copy Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. In other words, we need to follow sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. How many of us know 92 sunnahs of salah? Then there are makruhat. Then there are certain acts which invalidate complete salah. There are certain acts which are makruh tahrimi, makruh tanzihi. So much to learn. So much to learn. Just for one act of worship I'm talking about. And there are Ramadan, then Hajj, then Zakah, then other obligations. What knowledge do we possess? Whereas our deen, the very first revelation in cave of Hira was from the word Iqra' read. This is the message of this program today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to at least learn basics of Islam, the fundamentals of Islam. Whatever is important for me, zaruriyat deen, essentials of our deen, at least we should know, have that knowledge, fard ulum, essentials, ulum, sciences of knowledge which are important, fard for us, we should learn them. At the end, I would like to pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq to know more about Islam, to increase my knowledge. And there was a beautiful dua of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma rabbi zidni ilma. And I pray that for me. And we should all pray this, and we need to seek knowledge of deen Islam, and we need to increase our knowledge. That's all for today. We will be back with another beautiful episode with few fascinating facts and accounts from the pages of the past. Next week, until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Pages of the past, pages of the past, pages of the past, pages of the past, pages of the past.